This morning on WRCO Radio. Drive carefully. Looks like Henry's made it in. Joanne made it in. We didn't have to send Squirt the Wonder Dog out looking for him with a barrel of ski on his collar. Right now it's 29 at WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks, regular cab, double cab, and crew cab half tons, double cab and crew cab HDs, custom LT, LTZ, or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax, 5.3, and 6.2 motors. We've got all of them. Stop in and pick out your favorite body, trim, and motor combination. Save on half tons up to $8,000 with a qualified 2010 or newer passenger vehicle trade-in. See our friendly salespeople for details. We've got around 30 pre-owned trucks and over 30 pre-owned passenger vehicles, too. We've got local trades and program cars. See the inventory at JonesChev.com and narrow down your search. Schedule a test drive. Schedule service. Chat with a representative and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts department, service department, or sales team, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Idaho prison inmate who escaped from a Boise lockup with the help of an accomplice found following a two-day manhunt. Idaho State Police Lieutenant Colonel Sheldon Kelly says the two are now accused of two murders while on the run.
We did find the shackles at the scene of one of the homicides, so that's one of the ways that we tied them together.
The two men captured separately about 130 miles from Boise. The U.N. Security Council set to vote today on a U.S.-sponsored resolution calling for an immediate and sustained ceasefire in Gaza to allow the delivery of humanitarian aid to more than 2 million hungry Palestinians. Lawmakers in Congress have introduced a $1.2 trillion spending package that sets the stage for avoiding a partial government shutdown over the weekend. There's a vote set for today, a publicly traded shell company looking to merge with former President Trump's social media outlet. If it gets the okay, Trump would get a big payout. This is ABC News. When it comes to paying for a roof over your head, the scales have tipped a lot in favor of renting. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
The average monthly payment right now on a new apartment lease is about $2,100. When you look at the average monthly payment on a new home mortgage, it's almost $3,000. So in other words, it's about 40% more expensive to buy right now than to rent when you're just comparing those monthly costs on average. Obviously, this data is going to change based on where you live. There are some markets that rent is more. There are markets where it's a lot more to buy.
That's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. A lot of people back in a buying mood, though. National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes surged 9.5% last month. And a game played in the basements of a lot of homes is celebrating half a century. Dungeons & Dragons, marking its 50th anniversary, partnering with Converse. Limited edition D&D Chuck Taylors will debut next month. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have moved to our amazing new location. We have no sign since city planning, zoning, and council all must approve a sign before we can put one up. We are on Sextonville Road, directly across the street from Simple Elegant Salon. We do not know how long the signage will take, so look for the Simple Elegant Salon. We are across the street with plants in our windows. Chris and I would like to thank Sue and Greg Potesnik for remodeling their building to create our new pharmacy, and Doug Meyer for an exceptional craftsmanship in transforming the building to an incredible pharmacy. Same phone number, continued exceptional service. Rod still delivers, we still mail, and we're across the street from Simple Elegance. Thank you for letting us care for you.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Spring is in the air, and so is the buzz at the Avoca Mercantile. They're shaking off the winter slumber and gearing up for a grand reopening on April 2nd. Get ready to experience a whole new vibe as they unveil their fresh spring look. Join them Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. for an adventure in shopping. From unique finds to seasonal delights, the Avoca Mercantile has something special in store just for you. Don't miss out. Mark your calendars and be a part of the excitement. See you soon at the Avoca Mercantile. It's our ride into spring Text to Win statewide contest. Your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway and all kinds of great prizes. This hour's keyword is green. This hour's keyword is green. So download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword green for your chance to be a part of this statewide contest. Good luck with that.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
The Richland District is 2 hours late today. That includes St. Mary and Eagle. Highland School's running 2 hours behind schedule. Schools closed today in the Ithaca District, Fenimore, Dodgeville, and Boscobel. River Valley and Weston are closed, but will have virtual learning days. In the community, there is no AM early childhood in the Richland District and no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran. Grant County meal sites and home-delivered meals are canceled, and water and land exercise classes at Simons Recreation Complex will not be held this morning. Craving some deli delights? Richland Locker has you covered. Sink your teeth into Longhorn sliced Colby cheese for just $4.98 a pound. And don't miss out on the sliced smoked pit ham, only $6.48 a pound. But that's not all. They boast the best selection of craft beers with over 100 varieties to choose from. Taste the tradition from three generations at Richland Locker, your local meat market since 1939. Swing by today and treat your taste buds.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Hello, I'm Karen Tepley, and I'm running for mayor of Richland Center. Do you want your community to have leadership who can also work as a team member to move projects forward, like housing, development for downtown and beyond, while also respecting expertise of our city staff? With experience, unwavering dedication, and the necessary time to serve, I offer you confidence in your vote for me, Karen Tepley, on April 2nd, paid for by Friends of Karen Tepley.
A high in the upper 30s today, an additional 1 to 3 inches possible across southwest Wisconsin. The winter weather advisory will stay in effect until 1 p.m. Partly cloudy to clear and cold tonight, low down to 14. Partly sunny and chilly Saturday and 37, and Sunday 39, with snow likely through mid-afternoon, another dusting to an inch possible. We have received about an inch and a half, more reported in other areas of southwest Wisconsin today. We're up 2 degrees from the overnight low. It is 30 right now in Richland Center at 10 minutes after 7. Jovi and Jennifer Nettles on FM 100.9, 713. Good morning on a Friday. We'll get a little Bray time coming up. This is Dylan Scott.
Gave us that hilltop place to park, gave us them girls that stole her hearts, gave us them books up on the wall, the way we live and the way we talk. Gave us state that senior year, them country stores to buy that beer, a place to go nobody knows, where you take it in and you take it slow, like that river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Race held on the weekend. water that can wash away our sins. Good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do. All the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Raise hell on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us. Too good to us. Slow like that river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Raise hell on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us.
Turned 80, he was sitting out back in a rocker. He said, what you been up to lately? I told him, chasing a dollar. And in between sips of coffee, he poured this wisdom out. Said, if you want my 2 cents on making a dollar count, buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. Throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. And watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
Let me tell you what it's all about. Find you a few things that matter that you can put a fence around. And then he laid it out. Buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. And add a few limbs to your family tree. And watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
You can buy dirt. Thank the good Lord for it.
Cause he ain't making any more of it.
So buy dirt.
Find the one you can't live without.
Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground.
Do what you love, but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate at church. And send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. Watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
Jordan Davis on WRCO featuring Luke Bryan.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
River Valley and Weston have gone virtual for today. Schools closed in the Ithaca District, Fenimore, Dodgeville, and Boscobel, and school 2 hours late in the Highland and Richland districts, including St. Mary and Eagle. There is no AM early childhood in the Richland district and no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran. Water and land exercise classes at Simon's Recreation Complex will not be held this morning at 8:45 and 9:30. They've canceled classes at the Simons, and Grand County meal sites and home-delivered meals will not be held today.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Is your equipment old or damaged? Every piece of equipment we offer is designed to deliver substantial durability, comfort, and energy efficiency with leading-edge technology and brilliant features throughout. Call our office to get a free estimate on replacing your equipment. We have several lines to keep your budget in mind. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating at 647-6345.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Colorectal cancer is the third most common cancer worldwide. Did you know that you can get a colonoscopy close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics? In 2023, our team performed more than 650 colonoscopies. While it can sometimes take months to get this procedure scheduled at other facilities, our providers can often see patients within a week or two. Take charge of your health and schedule your care close to home with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Yeah, there he is. Henry. That little wascally wabbit.
Yeah, that little wascals. How you doing, buddy?
I'm trying to think which rascal character you'd be. You'd probably be, who's the little guy?
Spanky? Alfalfa? Well,
no, it's his protege, Porky.
Porky, yes. how fittingly that is. How fitting
that
is.
What do you want, Alfalfa?
How you eat really
good. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to be rocking Saturday night. Mm-hmm. So other than that, I don't know. I'll have to see what June tells me to do. But
what did you do last night?
What did I do last night? I was in here doing a little bit of work.
Already?
Yeah, well, already.
I was in here early this morning, Philip.
You did. You got here early. I was impressed.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Once in a year, not bad.
Well,
get
right.
That out of the way.
Yeah, it's rare to have company before 6 o'clock in
it
the
is.
Morning.
So. It is, so. But I had
so,
to,
good job.
I felt bad for you.
Are you going for that Employee of the Week sticker?
Day.
Day. Employee of the day. Okay. Employee of the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. It's over, isn't it? Yeah. So anyway, big plans for the weekend besides those were...
Not much. I'm going to
rock and roll, baby, with Aaliyah.
Exactly.
Yes.
I'm going to maybe use my brackets for the NCAA tournament to cry on. Thank you very much, Oakland, your 14th seed, knocking off Kentucky last night. Yep. Now, not that I had Kentucky winning at all, but I had them going a ways. And it knocked me down in the poll among my civic media brethren.
Yeah, but thing of it is, a lot of people had Kentucky. And here's the thing about Kentucky, okay? And I know they're an SEC fan, but they have the most talented roster in the field of 68.
Really?
Oh, my God.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Without question. They are some talented kids. And half of them won't be there next year because they'll be in the NBA.
That's the way it goes.
And I think that's just me. So.
Yeah. College sports is interesting with that whole transfer portal, which I don't really...
So wrong.
I don't really agree with.
Or, but you notice...
Or they should limit it. You know, okay, you can leave once. But there are players that have jumped around like four times.
I'll just give you my whim here. I think if a kid commits to a school,
yep.
The only time they can leave if their coach is fired or leaves.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's no commitment from these young people anymore.
Right. And the coaches have to recruit them about five times after every season.
Yeah, and it's so wrong that there's no commitment, no loyalty.
Yep.
And another thing, this NIL money, I mean, how much is the University of Wisconsin? You know, let's look at Mackenzie Fisher. You know, she graduated from UW-Madison, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Great kid, all right? I think she had scholarships. Don't they pay her to come to school, though? Now these athletes are wanting millions and millions of dollars to come to school, mm-hmm. but doesn't the school actually pay you to go to school there? It's a free ride.
Yeah, with the... Mm-hmm.
I mean,
boosters do or whatever.
Yeah, but look at Mackenzie and all the other kids that... Mm-hmm. That have studied and got there and
it's a different world.
And kudos for those kids.
And as I've said before, heaven help us if it gets down to the high school. It probably will.
Missouri has already passed.
Has it really?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So
I don't know who would have. When I was playing, name, image, likeness. I'm not sure if maybe Gus's service station in Ithaca would have sponsored me, but then again, I doubt it.
Or Porky.
What's that?
Porky the Pig.
Porky the Pig.
They would have sponsored me.
Oh, you think so?
Hey, look at that guy. There goes Porky Bray.
Was that a restaurant down there?
There's actually one down there.
Is there?
Yeah.
Called Porky's?
Called Porky's, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
There was a movie, too.
But it has nothing to do with the movie. Don't go there expecting to see Porky's as Porky's in the movie.
All right.
So I knew as soon as I said it, you were going to say something.
What's that? The diet still going? Well,
hey. Oh yeah, diet's still going well. I'm under 220 again.
All right.
I went to Arkansas and had to.
Had some home cooking.
Yeah, uh-huh. Tamale pie. Oh, some yummy.
Grits and gravy. And
I every morning I had three eggs with a side of ham.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's my breakfast. There's lots of protein in there. So, lots of water.
Did you do any fast food on the way or anything or not?
Well, Phyllis, what's the next item of business?
What is the go-to Hank Bray fast food? What is your favorite?
What is my favorite? If it's not a hamburger, and I try to stay away from bread, so right now it's like chicken tacos or chicken burritos.
Oh, chicken taco. Okay,
yeah,
that's not bad.
I love chicken tacos.
I think I mentioned this on the air, but when I was in the hospital a couple of years ago and couldn't eat much, and I was watching the NCAA tournament, they ran continuous Burger King ads.
Oh, really?
And
that's all
I craved was a Whopper. Like, I want a Whopper. And then I finally got it, and it was like, well, okay.
<That's> like, 600 calories later.
It looks so good on TV.
Yeah. Hey, did you know adding up all the numbers on the
roulette wheel?
Yeah, it will equal 666.
No, I did not know that.
That's true.
That's kind of scary.
The Boston University Bridge is the only spot in America where a boat can sail under a train, driving under a car, driving under an airplane.
Okay. Have they tried it?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Interesting.
So, the roar of a lion can be heard up to 5 miles away.
Wow.
Did you know that a cow, a regular milk cow or beef cow around here, can smell things up to 6 miles away?
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Well, you should have showered. Thank you. Anything else?
Pigs are only three.
Yes.
When water freezes to ice cubes, it will take up 9% more volume than water.
Okay.
So, you know, when people fill their ice or their cup full of ice and then fill it full of water, they think that it will run over after it melts. It actually goes down.
When it melts?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but if it freezes, it goes. It will expand. Could push the lid off.
Oh, without question. Yeah. It'll expand by 9%.
Yep.
And here's something, Phil, that everybody should know.
What's that?
It takes 7 or 8 trees to produce enough oxygen for just one person each year.
Wow. That's why trees are important.
Yep. So I bought a Japanese maple.
All right.
Okay, in Arkansas. I bring him back.
Is that legal?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right.
I'm just making sure the
you didn't
DNR.
Bring any,
Well, anyway, so I bought this Japanese maple, and then on the way back, well, I left, it was 64 degrees down there.
Uh-huh.
When I got home, it was 28.
Oh.
So I took him inside, but I think now he just looks dead.
Oh.
Any advice on that?
Well, did all the leaves fall off?
No, not yet, but he's in the shop. It's a heated shop. It stays about 50 degrees in there, and I've been watering him.
Needs some sunlight.
I thought, remember when I walked in, it'd be sunny, but
No, you need to get some light on it, maybe. I'm no plant expert, that's for sure.
Yeah, the poor little, have you ever seen a Japanese maple?
No.
They're red. Oh. They're kind of like maroon. They're gorgeous trees.
You're going to plant that in your grove of trees in your yard?
I'm going to plant them in the front yard. I've taken out 6 trees in the front because of either damage to the house, sidewalks, or so, and now I'm replanting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to put a tree in there for you where you could have more oxygen to breathe.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like the John Denver PSA they used to play for years. You know?
What was that?
Plant a tree for your tomorrow. Plant a tree.
You have that somewhere in your file.
I'd have to probably dig.
Yeah.
Probably have it somewhere. It wasn't an actual release. It was a public service announcement that radio and TV played for many years.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep. It actually was a pretty good song. Though.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Or a pretty good jingle.
So you're going to plant a tree for your tomorrow.
I am, but it won't be this weekend. So I may have to bring him in the house and, let the dog sniff around him for a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, well, make sure that's all they do.
Yeah.
That might be a detriment to it, too.
Buddy.
Careful.
I hope you enjoy your weekend along with everybody out there in Radio Land at WRCO.
Yeah. Did you have a little snow, 2.5 inches
two
or something?
2.5 inches, yep.
Okay,
yep.
At Hank Bray's.
Hank Bray's establishment. Porky's establishment.
About an inch more than us here.
Yeah, and the roads were really, they're worse that way than they are here. As you drove here, it got better, but.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
So, but all maybe right. It's just because of me. But we need any kind of moisture we can get at this point.
This is good stuff.
Oh,
that grass is going to good and green up.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! It will. So, but anyway, I hope everybody you and everybody out there, shop local, keep it local, and be kind, my man.
Have a great one. That's Hang Brave.
Parents, are you looking for a childcare and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905 or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors? From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Wiscoat is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscoat mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscoat is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscoat cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
The 6th Annual Red Fest Red Angus Sale is Sunday, March 24th at the Bloomington Livestock Exchange, with the auction starting at 1 p.m. Beef producers, add local top-notch genetics to your herd this spring with our selection of bulls, bred cows, heifers, cow-calf pairs, and open heifers. Online bidding is available at dvauction.com and cattleusa.com. Please register to buy online prior to the sale. Visit redfestsale.com to view up-to-date information. Red Fest, Sunday, March 24th at the Bloomington Livestock Exchange.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
Virtual days today for River Valley and Weston. Schools closed in Ithaca, Fenimore, Dodgeville, and Boscobel districts. Highland is 2 hours late, as is Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, and there is no AM early childhood in the Richland district, and no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran as well. Water and land exercise classes at Simon's Recreation Complex will not be held this morning.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
This day in history, 1958, an 8-year-old Hank Williams Jr. made his stage debut in Georgia. Also in 1993, Intel Corporation unveiled the original Pentium computer chip. And Tara Lipinski, at age 14, became the youngest ladies' world figure skating champion in Switzerland. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy 11th birthday this weekend to Elijah James Weiss. You are a great kid, and we love your passion for everything you do. Love Mom and Dad, Maybelle, Garrison, Will, Ella, Molly, Noah, and your dog, Bear. And love from Grandma Bowen, Papa Tom, Uncle Derek and Dana, and also Aunt Amanda and Jesse and Uncle Dale and Ange, along with all the cousins, Liam, Owen, Wyatt, Addie, Joey, Alexa, Agnes, Erilyn, Dashiell, and Lindley. And hope you have a great day. I hope you have a fun one this weekend, Elijah. Happy birthday wishes to Sister Daylene Zwicker, little sister. Love from Connie and Dick Dosh. To Troy Maloney from Park Street Christian Church. Richland Center Primary School with wishes for Nathan Curtis Jarvis and also to Weissen Kraut. Have a great day today. Happy birthday, Dan Feed. Hope you have a great day from Brother Tim. And greetings today to Terry Richards from Bob and Heidi Shear. Happy birthday to Tom Smith, Brett Severson, and Terry Richards from Little Willow Birthday Club. Have a great day today to Terry Richards from the Bloom City Town Crier, Schmidtwillen Hills residents and staff saluting Haven Carley. Wishes from the RC Lions on this Friday to Bryson Clarkson, Brock Lewis, to KJ Lewis, and Ed Hoskin. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions with an anniversary wish for Dean and Karen Tisdale. Happy birthday, Joe Trum from Mary. Also wishes to Dan Feed. Enjoy your day from Deb, Chris, and Addison. Also special wishes today from Mom and Dad Feed to Dan Feed on his birthday. Happy birthday, Chad Williamson. Have a wonderful birthday weekend. Love from Mom. To Sean Hess, hope you have a snapping, clapping birthday. Love you tons from Lorehead. To KJ and Brock Lewis, happy 20th. Love you both from Grandma Jean. Also to Brock and KJ, wishes today on your special day, on your 20th. Hope you have the best day ever. We love you from Aunt Diane and Uncle Merle. Combined, they are 40 today, Brock and KJ. Happy birthday wishes to Catherine Schmitz from the Durst families. Happy anniversary, Scott and Stephanie Keys from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Also to Lindsay and Zachary Swenson from Five Points Lutheran Church. Zach and Lindsay, happy anniversary from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. Happy 44th wedding anniversary, Rod and Sherry Klingeman. We love you and hope your day is great from Dan, Rachel, Kaylee, Kyler, Alex, Tucker, and Ruby. Happy 44th to Rod and Sherry today. And happy anniversary to Rod, my husband. It's been the best 44 years of our lives. Looking forward to many, many more. Lots of love from Sherry.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver. All at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
Hello. I'm Karen Tepley, and I'm running for mayor of Richland Center. Do you want your community to have leadership who can also work as a team member to move projects forward, like housing, development for downtown and beyond, while also respecting expertise of our city staff with experience, unwavering dedication, and the necessary time to serve? I offer you confidence in your vote for me, Karen Tepley, on April 2nd, paid for by Friends of Karen Tepley.
7:41 the time. Again, you have until 8 o'clock today to text the word green in the statewide civic media contest. At the end of the hour, it closes. We'll have more chances and words to have you text a little bit later on, but again, make sure that you download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google store, find your station, and use the text button to hit the word green today. That grass is going to green up, I can tell you that. A little bit of snow on it, about an inch and a half here at the WRCO studios. Here's one for our couples today, Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Grow old along with me. The best is yet to be. When our time has come, God bless our love. God bless our love. Grow old along with me. Two branches of one tree. Face the setting sun.
God bless our love. This is Phil Nee. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for joining us.
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a snowy 30 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philback family of dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. A winter weather advisory is in effect until 1 this afternoon. Snow ending by midday, an additional 1 to 3 inches is possible with a high of 37. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear and cold with a low of 14. In Richland Center, it is 30 degrees and we have received around an inch and a half of snow here at the WRCO studios.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping. Or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags, so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Feed and Seed and Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best, with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
Well, due to the winter weather advisory and the snow, we do have some weather-related announcements. River Valley and Weston school districts have turned to virtual learning days today. There is a two-hour late start for Highland, Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle schools. Ithaca, Fenimore, Dodgeville, and Boscobel are closed today. And in community announcements, there is no AM early childhood in the Richland district and no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran. Grant County meal sites and home-delivered meals are canceled. Water and land exercise classes at Simon's Recreation Complex will not be held this morning. Tony Kurtz of Waniwok has announced he will be seeking re-election to the new 41st Assembly District. Kurtz was first elected to represent the 50th Assembly District in 2018, succeeding Representative Ed Brooks, and has worked to build on the former representative's record of advocacy for rural Wisconsin. In his role on the Joint Finance Committee, Kurtz has been instrumental in shaping budgets that return money to taxpayers and invest in key priorities for our communities. In the 2023-24 legislative session, Kurtz successfully championed over a dozen bills that have been signed into law. The new 41st Assembly District includes Wisconsin Dells, Del Prairie, Easton, New Haven, and Springville in Adams County, Wisconsin Dells and Newport in Columbia County, Linden Station, Union Center, the town and village of Waniwok, Kildare, Linden, Seven Mile Creek, and Summit in Juneau County, the city and town of Reedsburg, Wisconsin Dells, Casanova, the town and village of Ironton, the town and village of Laval, Lake Delton, Lime Ridge, Loganville, North Freedom, Rock Springs, Delona, Delton, Excelsior, Freedom, Washington, Westfield, Winfield, and Woodland in Sauk County, Viola in Vernon County, and all of Richland County. To learn more about Tony Kurtz, visit his website at kurtzforassembly.com. As her challenger gains ground, Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced a statewide tour to connect with constituents across Wisconsin. According to recent polling conducted by the Hill Emerson between March 14th and 18th, Baldwin currently holds a narrow lead of 45-42 over her challenger, Eric Hovde. This signifies a decline for Baldwin since the previous month's poll, where she enjoyed a 7 percentage point advantage. In her most recent campaign, Senator Baldwin secured 55% of the vote, triumphing over Leah Vukmir. In a press release sent by Tammy Baldwin for Senate, the statewide campaign tour will be known as Tammy's Dairyland Tour and is set to take place Monday, March 25th through Friday, March 29th. The campaign says the senator aims to shed light on key issues affecting communities throughout Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Historical Society will acquire the Al Ringling Theater in Baraboo after working with the Al Ringling Theater Friends Incorporated to secure over $3 million from community donors to ensure the long-term future of the regional theater. The 700-seat theater was built in 1915 by Al Ringling, co-founder with his brothers of the Ringling Brothers Circus, and designed in the style of Grand French opera houses. Ringling built the theater for the Baraboo community in a show of appreciation for the town that the Ringling brothers called home and the original site of the Ringling Brothers Circus winter quarters. Through the years, the theater has hosted national touring companies, vaudeville, motion pictures, and more, bringing performing arts and culture to Baraboo and the greater South Central Wisconsin region. Discussions for a change in ownership began in July 2022. The Society completed a feasibility study in February 2023 and outlined a potential model in which the theater would become an extension of Circus World Operations, which is one of 12 historic sites in the Society's portfolio. The plan required $3.07 million in private support for facility improvements, transition costs, and an operating endowment. That funding goal was met earlier this month, and the endowment funds will be held by the Community Foundation of South Central Wisconsin. Programming is expected to ramp up slowly to ensure a sustainable transition, and a technical director will be hired to oversee on-site operations. As the Society works toward realizing the 10-year future vision for continued growth at Circus World, the acquisition of the Al Ringling Theater underscores its commitment to the Baraboo community and surrounding region. Circus performances will continue to be held under the Big Top on Circus World grounds, while the theater will host regional performing arts programming, as well as private events and community programs, including concerts on the square, Baraboo Theater Guild, and high school productions, dance recitals, Downtown Baraboo Incorporated holiday events, and more. Five Ithaca High School FFA members submitted applications for state FFA proficiency awards in their supervised agricultural experience and all received awards. Talina Sprecher earned a gold standing and was the sectional winner in swine entrepreneurship. Anna Beth Sprecher also earned a gold standing and was the sectional winner in swine placement. Both girls were also chosen as state top five finalists and will find out if their applications are the state winner in June at the state FFA convention. State winners advance to national FFA competition. Other gold ratings for the chapter include Anna Beth Sprecher for poultry entrepreneurship and Josie Lau in equine placement, where she was also the sectional winner. In the beef entrepreneurship category, Logan Anderson, Violet Dilly, and Anna Beth Sprecher all received a silver rating. Lions Clubs International is an international service organization currently headquartered in Oak Brook, Illinois. The association is made up of 1.4 million members and 49,000 clubs who bring hands and hearts to the communities they serve in nearly every country. Lions and Leos help hundreds of millions of people every year. The Lone Rock community is in the process of organizing a Lions Club chapter to make an impact on its community. New members are asked to join. For more information, call or text Alvin J. Christensen at 608-604-3537 or check out the Lone Rock Lions Club Facebook page.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Today is Friday, March 22nd. Bessie June Crary, 95 of Avoca, died Monday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held at 2:30 this afternoon at the Avoca United Methodist Church. Burial will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Avoca United Methodist Church today from 1 until the time of service at 2:30. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Bessie June Crary, 95, of Avoca. Penny P. Kalish, 62, of Boscobel, died March 3rd at her home. A celebration of life will be held today from 4 until 7 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. A time of remembrance service will be held at 7. A private family burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Penny P. Kalish, 62, of Boscobel. Geraldine L. Felton, 83, of Richland Center, died March 12th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held at the Fancy Creek Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Geraldine L. Felton, 83, of Richland Center. Phyllis Arlene Mickelson, 93, of Arena, died February 18th at home. A memorial gathering will be held Saturday from 11 to 1 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Tunnel to Toe or Badger Honor Flight. Phyllis Arlene Mickelson, 93, of Arena. Sue Ann Mesera, 74, of Woodman, died March 14th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held Wednesday at 11:30 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be at a later date. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11:30. Sue Ann Mesera, 74, of Woodman. Richard Earle Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua, died Friday at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 6th, from 10 until noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local military honors unit will provide military honors at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Burial will be held at a later date at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. Richard Earle, Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua. Francis R. Cooper, 91, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. A private family service will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Francis R. Cooper, 91, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Megan and Jacob Bell had a daughter, Vivian Ray.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
A winter weather advisory is in effect till 1 this afternoon, snow ending by midday with an additional 1 to 3 inches possible and a high of 37. In our weather-related announcements, River Valley and Weston School Districts have gone virtual for today. There is a two-hour late start for Highland and Richland School Districts. Ithaca, Fenimore, Dodgeville, and Boscobel are closed. And there is no AM early childhood in the Richland School District and no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran. Grant County meal sites and home-delivered meals are canceled. And water and land exercise classes at Simon's Recreation Complex will not be held this morning. The ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by the Creative Outlet with custom-made scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing, and by Feral Gas with great service and a reliable propane supply from passionate professional employee owners. It's 30 degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.